Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West, and day three of my fan favorite recipes. I got a request from Jenny, and she wants to know how to make good Brussels sprouts. Well, Jenny, I got good news for you, hun. I could definitely give you a great recipe to making amazing Brussels sprouts. And once again, I am so honored to be coming at you live from Disneyland, California, and we're having a blast out here and just sharing the news on ag and talking to a lot of wonderful fans of the show and everything out here. So it's really wonderful what we're able to do out here. So let's get started with this recipe. First thing we're going to need to do with making some really great untamed Brussels sprouts here on the California Fresh Kitchen is to make sure that we get our Brussels sprouts, and I want to make sure we're not buying any of the bagged Brussels sprouts. No offense, bagged Brussels sprout lovers. But for this recipe to work, we've got to have everything as fresh as possible. I always like to remove that first layer of the Brussels sprout. And it's very, very thin. You know what I'm talking about. You grab your paring knife. You just take that first layer off. Very, very important, because that is usually really typically dirty. Next, I'm going to do is I'm going to cut my Brussels sprouts completely in half. We're going to go ahead and we're going to put them into some water for blanching. And now the water is just going to be cold water that will start on cold and will boil up to hot. Once it comes to a boil, I'll put it to a simmer. I'll add some salt to it. When I taste salted water, I want to be able to taste that salt in the water, but I don't want it to taste like the ocean. So it's got to have that good flavor in it, but at the same time, we don't want it to be overpowered with salt. Very, very important. I cannot stress that enough, because we're going to season this as well. Once they've blanched for 7 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and put directly into a hot skillet. In that hot skillet, I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. I'm also going to add 1 tablespoon of fresh garlic. I'm going to add in 1/2 of a red onion. I'm going to go ahead and put my Brussels sprouts in there. Now, here's what I want to do if you want to make it a little bit unique. I'm going to add in some serrano chili. I'm going to add in 1 serrano chili. It gives a nice little kick, and it goes very well with the Brussels sprouts. I'm going to go ahead and add in there some bacon as well. If you have some cooked bacon, if you don't have cooked bacon, you want to start with raw bacon into the pan first and then add in your Brussels sprouts. I'm going to go ahead and top that with some Parmesan cheese. I'm going to hit that with a little bit of cream and 1/4 cup of white wine. Let that reduce down by about half. Takes about 2 minutes. Start to finish, this dish takes about 9 minutes. And enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West.